Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2 hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, it's Chris.
Hey everybody, what's up and welcome to this week's episode of Chris vs. the People, the show where real people tell real stories that may hit real close to home. I'm your host, Chris Clemens, and this week we are taking it to the workplace because we are hearing all about some freaky work shit. And as somebody who works from home every day, this is the kind of tea I am looking to drink. Now, if you want to be on a future episode of Chris vs. the People, be sure to fill out the Google form that is in the description of every episode. There's a bunch of prompts. You can answer the ones that apply to you. And I just might be giving you a little ring-a-ding to see what you submitted. Now, before we get to the episode, I want to remind you guys that Chris vs. the People is going on the road in less than a month. We're starting the tour in Pittsburgh, and then we have Philly and Boston. I'm super, super, super excited to get back out on the road and see you guys. These live shows are basically what started this podcast. So if you think the shit you hear on this podcast is crazy, you should really go to a show. And for those of you who want to go but might not have anybody to go with, go to the YouTube video version of this episode and leave a comment down below, and also be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel while you're there. But I've already been seeing some comments of people being like, I'm going alone. Does anybody want to join me? Is anybody looking for a friend? I've had people years later who I've seen in the meet and greets or something be like, oh my God, I'm still friends with her. We're like best friends to this day. We met at your show. So there's no excuse. Get your ass to... Not me just now bullying y'all into buying tickets, but please buy tickets and support live art because I really don't want to have to pull a Meghan Trainor and cancel the tour. Okay, guys. Now, if this is your first episode, be sure to subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcasts. And as always, we will be shooting the Chris vs. the People after show over on Patreon afterwards. But for now, we've got our first caller.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to Chris vs. the People. Now, what wild work story are you telling us today?
Okay, so I feel like you can relate to this a little bit, I'm going to tell you about how I sharted in my boss's chair at work.
Why am I catching a stray immediately? Okay, like, I actually maybe don't think you would be that surprised, but it surprises me every time the amount of times people come up to me and they're like, oh, the first video of yours I saw was when you shit your pants dyeing your head leopard print. And I'm like, that is unfortunately not that crazy of a sentence for me to be hearing.
It's one of my favorite videos of you.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay, well, this isn't about this pants shitting queen. It's about you. So you sharted in your boss's office?
Yes.
So, like, what type of work do you do? Like, you don't have to get into specifics because I'm not trying to, like, identify anybody. But, like, I need some info.
Okay, so first off, I would like to preface by saying that I do not work for him anymore, so we're good on that note. But I worked in sales, and I was like their only salesperson, so I was in the office like 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, by myself, and he had his own office, and I had my own office.
Okay, and was, like, the vibe between you guys, like, fun? Was it strictly, like, professional? You guys didn't really talk to each other? Like, were you guys friends? Like, is he a fun guy? What's the age difference? Like, I need all the tea here.
So, I'm 24, and he is 40.
Is this recent?
So, I left there in the end of April, so I think this happened in maybe, like, January or February. So it's kind of recent.
Okay. It's more recent than me sharding my pants. Got it.
I know. So the place I worked at, I was in like sales. Our office, we were a smaller company, so our office was in a co-working space. So I had my own office, he had it, his own office. But my boss was out of town one week at our other office in Florida, thank God. So I chose to sit in his office because he had windows and I like natural lighting. What can I say?
And like, is that okay for you to be sitting in his thing while he's out of town?
I would always like give him crap all the time about like how I didn't have windows in my office and he did, because like my office was like in the middle of the building and his was like where like the building was on the end.
Oh, no, I've been to a WeWork. I know exactly what you're talking about.
But him and I, like, I would just say that, like, we had kind of, like, a goofy, like friendly, like, work relationship, but I would, like, never go out and get drinks with him on my own.
Okay. So you guys were just, like, office friends.
Yeah, for sure. But, I mean, I don't think I would ever be comfortable, like, sharing that with him, like, willingly.
So you shared a different side of yourself to him?
I guess. So it was in the middle of the day and my legs were like kind of propped up. Like they were bent and almost like I was hugging them. It was like middle of the day. I was exhausted. That like sometimes that's how I sit.
Yeah, it's, I can already picture like your sitting position. It's like those girls who are trying to sell me that oversized chair on TikTok shop. Like, let it go, okay? I already bought one.
So, like any normal person, you fart and you never know when it's going to happen. Sometimes it slips. Sometimes there's a slight push because your stomach hurts.
No, I mean, you really don't have to explain to me. It almost happened to me today. No fucking joke. I was like, not about to tell this story. I already have enough, you know, stories of me on the internet regarding pants shitting. I don't need to tell the most recent one. I did not poop my pants. Just want to make that clear. Did not. The underwear was clean. But my boxers were brown, so it would have been clutch anyways.
So I fart and I immediately feel something wet downstairs. Mm-hmm. So I get up from the seat and I look in the chair and there's like a dark stain and I'm mortified, start freaking out, run to the bathroom, which this is like a community bathroom. Like,
no, it's at a WeWork. You shit your pants at a WeWork. like it couldn't be like a more concentrated grouping of people with one limited bathroom, which is usually getting fucking cleaned, by the way.
And these offices, like most of them were like, there was only like one other sales company in our office. The rest of them all either like financial people, attorneys, or like dietitians and therapists. So like, yeah, would hate to be sharing a bathroom with one of them and like in a stall. So,
are you at least wearing pants?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, major slay.
Like, I'm like dressed in like business casual.
Well, I didn't know if you were maybe wearing like a skirt or a dress, which I think would definitely complicate the situation.
I kind of wish that I was, but maybe not, because then if it was a dress, I would have to like change my dress, you know?
Oh my God, if it were a dress, you would have gotten up to walk to the bathroom and laid an egg, except it was shit.
Oh, 100%.
Like, it would have just plopped right out onto the floor. What do you mean? Like, pants, at least, it's like, it's staying put. And if it drips down your leg, guess what? There's fabric for that. Like, if you're going to shit your pants in anything, let it be pants. Tighter the better.
They were loose. They were loose dress pants. They were like my favorite dress pants. And also, I'm in my boss's office. I'm living like my worst nightmare ever. And he also just got these like new, slightly expensive chairs with like light gray cushions on them. So it wasn't a situation, Chris, where I could just wipe to clean it.
No, you have to rent a piece of machinery from like a hardware store.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I thought you were going to say he had like new cameras in his office, like as security. So like, wiped some sweat off of my brow because, see, that is like how this pants shitting story would be one that I could relate to, is that if it was recorded.
Chris, if it was recorded, I probably would have quit.
No, you get over it real quick. It becomes something that you very quickly have to laugh at, or otherwise you will cry.
Well, Chris, this was the first time that I had ever sharted in my life. So I was like freaked out. I was like, why did I just shit myself as an adult? And then I immediately thought of you. And then I was like, okay, I'm okay. This is a normal thing that happens, you know? Like,
you have to tone it down a little bit, sweetheart. I'm going to be just totally fucking honest. I did not need to be your first emergency thought in that situation. Like, I'm borderline shaking. I'm so irate. Don't do me like that, okay? I already do myself like that. Oh, I shit in my boss's office and I immediately thought of you, Chris. Great.
I love it.
My legacy. Okay, so I'm assuming you got up, saw that you left your mark on this world, and then you went to the bathroom?
I did, and I looked down and I completely nearly diarrhea'd in my pants. Like, not a lot, but it was in my underwear.
Enough to leave a mark. Yep, that's all we need to say.
So thankfully my sister lived 10 minutes away from where my office was, so I called her and I'm in tears. And it's so hysterical and embarrassed. And she was like, calm down, just go to my house, grab cleaning supplies, get new pants. And I was like, sis, I'm going to need new underwear too. And she was like, just grab one of mine and just keep them. Like, I don't even want them afterwards.
She's like, I'm sure that you've learned your lesson, but in the case that you don't, I don't need those back.
Exactly. Like, that's exactly where her head was at.
And I don't blame her. See, the worst part about shitting yourself is you can't wash those items. And I know that there's going to be people who are like, you absolutely can. It's just poop. No, you fucking can't. You think I'm going to roll my shit-filled pants up? First of all, you think I'm going to do as good of a cleaning job as I can in the bathroom? No, that's immediately where you've already lost me. Like, I'm not sitting on the bathroom floor with my pants also on the floor, wiping my own shit off of them. And then, okay, you maybe go to the sink and what? Spill brown dookie water all over? Another obstacle. Then furthermore, you're supposed to roll those motherfuckers up, find a plastic bag, preferably two, to really ensure that people don't think that you're a pants-shitting menace. Like, they're gone. That, like, I've never shit my pants and been like, well, those are recoverable.
Yeah, and my friend told me, she was like, I've done it before, but I was at home, and I was like, good for you. That doesn't help me in this situation at all.
Like, it is better if you're going to shit your pants. It is ideal to do it at home, but, shitting your pants is shitting your pants.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my gosh, I wish I was at home.
So did you get this stain out of the chair?
So, yeah, I, rush immediately, go to her house, grab the stuff, change, head back, and, went to town on this chair. When I was done, there was, barely, the slightest faint, little marking, almost I spilled maybe Coca-Cola. And I was like, okay, I could play it off like that because he had soda in his office and he didn't care if I grabbed one or not. But I was like, okay, if I needed to, I could just blame it on that. I just wanted to make sure that it smelled fine. So I did smell the chair to make sure it was okay. And it was. So thank God. But just to be safe, we have the same chair. He had just bought four sets of these chairs, and I had two and he had two. And so I just swapped my chair and his chair out. I didn't even leave that, swap the other one from his office out because I didn't even want him to risk it. So I just swapped them out. I put the other one in my office and I sat in my office for the rest of the day. I was like, I don't deserve to sit in natural lighting right now in any capacity after what I've done.
You don't deserve, but also you don't want to be sitting in natural light. Like, you don't want to be identified that someone could have possibly seen you hobble to the bathroom with their pants full of shit.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? He came back from out of town, never said a word. When I quit and left, he never said a word to me about it either.
So he never found out that you dookied on his chairs?
Never. And he didn't have cameras. The only camera footage that there could possibly be was from the whole, like, actual co-working space building. And he does not have access to those.
I'm fucking screaming. The only video evidence there is of the building, and I've already confiscated and destroyed it.
Exactly.
Did you ever end up telling him that you shit in his office after you quit?
Absolutely not. I was so mortified, and those chairs each were like, they had to be like $80 to $100 per chair. Like, they were like nice work chairs. Well, and they had like cushioning like all around them, and I was not about to like buy him a new chair.
You didn't need to. You put your nose up to it. Like, there's no more boots on the ground journalism than that. Come on now. Wow. But thank you so much for sharing this. This is quite the start to the episode. Rock on, girl.
I was so excited whenever you told me that we were doing this. I was like, this is going to be so perfect for Chris versus the People. And now I look back at it, and obviously it's hilarious, and my friends get a good kick out of it too. So I'm glad that you got a good laugh of some sort.
I got a good laugh and a few strays off of your story, miss.
Yes.
We're going to have to work on that. I guess, like, I'm going to have to work on that. Like, I need to do something that redeems myself and makes me, like, out of everything I've done, that's what people, like, ugh, whatever. I'll save it for therapy on Monday. Thank you so much for being here today and being on the phone. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And what did we learn, class? Never trust the fart.
Love you, Chris.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. I feel victimized. For those of you who may not know, I guess I should, like, give you the backstory. In my history on YouTube, I filmed a video. I went through a phase where I was dyeing my hair, all these different things. And one of the things I did was leopard print. Because I was like, wait, that seems... I was really into the idea of, like, doing a fucking crazy DIY, but on my head. And I was like, oh, that's just, like, poking dots and then painting black around it. So I was doing it. And in the video, or wait, is it leopard print? No, it is. I thought it was me dyeing my head like the globe. It was the leopard print. In the middle of it, I fart, and then I realized that it was poop, and then I left it all in because I thought, well, we got the footage. And it was at a time of YouTube where, like, the more insane, the better. It was like the Team 10 era on YouTube, for those of you who know what that means. But yeah, so that is my lore. This was when I was just freshly in LA. I would say like 2017 or 18. It's fucked up. That, like, I mean, I do find it funny now, but it does sometimes, you have to look in the mirror at some point after hearing, like, oh, I know that. It happened to me a couple weeks ago. I was with a friend and someone was like, oh my God, I loved the video of you shitting yourself, dyeing your head leopard print. And I was like, hi, what's your friend's name? And they hadn't heard of me. It was really spectacular. Anyways, we have our next caller.
Hi.
Hi, AJ. Welcome to Chris vs. the People. Now, what is your crazy work story?
So a couple years ago, actually shortly after I stopped working at this place, it was a diner. There's like a little bit of lore, I guess, like just enough, I guess. We went out drinking one night, and I was with...
You and your coworkers from the diner?
Yes, yes. When I was still working there, we went out drinking, and this couple in question, they are both older. Like, one of them works for the school district. The other one has 4 kids and is a nurse. Let's just say your girl has mommy issues and daddy issues. So when we were all drunk and they were, you know, making things known, I didn't shy away from it.
Wait. You are speaking in hieroglyphic puzzle right now. What is... So you and your diner employees...
Yes.
...go out for a night of drinking, and one of these employees is married with 4 kids.
Okay, so that night of drinking, her and her
husband, boyfriend, they were together for a long time. They were both like kind of, you know, giving signs like she was sitting on my lap. He was like behind me, stuff like that.
Oh, like they're giving the vibe that they're looking for a third.
Yes, very much that.
Oh, girl, why didn't you just say so?
Very much like she was trying to cuck him and he was really into it.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay, we are so fucking back. Why didn't you just say so? They were looking for a third. Okay, and you were you the third? Were you the chosen one?
Listen, I thought so. Okay, so nothing ended up happening. I ended up leaving that job shortly after for other reasons. And we ended up hanging out shortly after I had gotten a new job. And they were like, hey, come over. Like, we're going to hang out. We have some alcohol and stuff if you want to come over. And I was like, oh, okay. Okay, period. I know what I'm getting done tonight. I'm getting done twice on either end.
Eiffel Tower. Woo!
Ew, I know. So anyway, I end up, you know, getting off work and moseying on over there. And first of all, there's two men there, like two grown ass men also there.
What are you interested in?
So at the time, I was interested in getting cracked by this hot older couple, just the man and the woman. Men are like okay to play with sometimes. Oh,
okay.
If I trust them.
Okay. Gotcha.
And he was like a trustworthy man.
Okay. So you're really down for anything.
Yes, but not with these random two men who were in their house who I've never met before, who were like, hello, who are you?
The couple was also there, right?
Yes, of course, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure. I thought you got to their house and it's two strangers.
It's just the two straight men.
That's crazy.
No. And so I was like, okay, I guess I'll just like drink until they leave because apparently they're going to be leaving soon. And this is important. They definitely had just gotten done eating some Wingstop because there were like packs of fries all over that were still like half eaten.
Okay, period. Except I would never leave behind a fry.
Right, right. So I pretty much avoid them and just like talk at the table with the woman while the man is like seeing them out and stuff, right? And we're flirting and we're drinking and we get through like
the pleasantries.
Six or seven White Claws.
Oh. Or six or seven White Claws.
Yeah. So they leave, the men leave, and we're talking, and I think that something's going to happen, but then it's like around 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, and literally nothing happens. They literally like sat me across the table like it was some sort of interrogation, and just were talking and talking at me until they were like, okay, it's time to go to bed. Okay, sounds good. All right, whatever.
Wait. Were they expecting you to sleep over?
So they were like, oh, yeah, we're going to go to the room. We have a PTA meeting in the morning.
Of course.
At like 5 o'clock in the morning. Me realizing I'm 23 years old and these are people in their 30s who fully have like a full ass life. And they were like, yeah, but if you want to keep drinking, whatever, like here's some other stuff. They like got me a couple shots of something. I don't know what it was. I don't want to know what it was. All I know is that they were like, yeah, if you want to stay, like you can stay on the couch, girl. You made it pretty clear. Okay, whatever. That's fine. Honestly, I was kind of feeling like I needed to go home anyway after those men. I was like, okay, I guess. And so they end up going to bed and they like set me up with a blanket and a pillow. And I was like, okay, girl, I'm literally leaving. But Uber in my town at 4 o'clock in the morning is not the most, you know.
Reliable. Yeah, sure.
It's not like I live in LA.
Yeah, no, I got you.
And so I was sitting there waiting and I was like, you know what? I'm having another shot. I took another shot of that thing, immediately felt a little bit nauseous.
So they had gone up to sleep in their own bedroom and you're just taking shots alone in their kitchen?
Yep.
No.
So I end up stumbling over to the front room and I sit down and I'm like, oh my God, I need to fill my stomach with something. The only thing I see is these fucking 4-hour-old Wingstop fries.
Oh.
So I shovel them in my mouth and then immediately, Chris, I vomited all over the floor in the carpet in their front room.
AJ, that's so bad. Oh my God.
You know me. I'm a crafty bitch though. I wasn't just gonna like let that lie. Are you kidding me? I was still holding out hope for that Eiffel Tower eventually, okay?
Girl, they're asleep. Let the dream die.
No, not during that day. Like, eventually. You
know? Oh, gotcha. Oh, you were like, I'm going to clean this up because I believe in a future.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah, because I'm going to be back here. So I look around the house. I'm looking everywhere. I cannot find a rag, paper towels, anything.
The fact that there's four children sleeping upstairs is the funniest part to me.
Well, actually, I don't think that the children were there. I think the children were with the biological father.
Because,
like, she shared it. She shared custody on the weekend.
Oh, well, that makes the image of you stumbling around the house looking for something to clean your vomit with a little less funny.
Just a little bit, because, yeah, anyway.
So how did you end up cleaning this up without, like, making a ruckus?
So I the one thing that I could find that was my saving grace was a bottle of Mr. Clean carpet cleaner.
No, there is never a better time to see a bald man than when you need a Mr. Fucking Clean bottle.
Right. But then there was still the problem that I didn't have a fucking towel. But you know what I did have? Chris, I had the shirt on my own back. So I took that shit off. And like a grown ass fucking human being, I cleaned my mess up. And in my drunken haze, mind you, it is completely dark. The only light is coming from the kitchen around the corner. I don't know. I guess I was too drunk to think to look for a fucking light switch. But I was like, this is not clean enough. You know what else I have? I have pants. So I took off my pants. And I dumped some more of that goddamn Mr. Clean liquid on the fucking floor. And I scrubbed that shit up. And I ended up taking my clothes home in the Uber in nothing but my bra and my underwear at 4 o'clock in the morning. And I've talked to them since. And she's the type of bitch who would mention it. She never mentioned it. So I got away with that shit, Chris. I got away. I did the worst walk of shame. I got home in my underwear and had nothing to do with getting cracked by two hot millennial by a couple. You
okay,
know?
Turn your horny down, okay? Because I need to. This I haven't savored this image of you in literally your underwear in an Uber. So you clean it up. You bring your clothes with you and you leave immediately after you clean it?
Correct. Luckily, it was like there was like a 2-minute time period. I sat on the floor in the bathroom because I was so ashamed that I was like, if they come out here, I do not need them to see me naked. So half naked.
I didn't even think about that.
So I sat on the floor in the bathroom next to the front door.
Do they by chance have like a video doorbell?
They definitely do. I definitely did not think about that until this second, Chris.
Oh my God, you have to get the footage.
There's no way that it's still there. It's been like 3.5-4 years now.
AJ, I've never yelled at a girl like this. Oh my God. What do you fucking mean you didn't get the footage of you leaving?
I didn't want them to think anything. I didn't want them to even look back at that day because then they would have been like, why the fuck is this bitch in their underwear?
You have to ask them if they ever saw doorbell footage of you.
Right. I didn't want them to see any of it.
No, you have to ask them. Like, get them on the line.
No. I don't even talk to them anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah, that would be a little awkward. Okay, so you get in your Uber, and you're like, hey, this isn't what it looks like. Also, ignore the smell if you can.
So I had a plastic bag. So I definitely, there was like 3 plastic bags that were hidden under the sink. Bitch, tell me why there was fucking plastic bags. There was Mr. Clean fucking carpet cleaner, but there was no goddamn towels in that whole goddamn house.
No, I'm sure there were towels. I just don't think you found them, Diva.
Yeah. You know, I choose to believe that there was no towels.
You know what? Whatever lies you have to tell yourself, I fully support it. Get down with your bad self.
But yeah, so I got in the Uber and I immediately was like, can we roll down the window? I'm feeling a little bit car sick. And he goes, don't throw up in my car. I said, don't worry.
You said, don't worry. Their foyer got it first.
Right. And also, don't worry about it, babe. I'll clean it up. All I have is my bra and underwear, though. So
the Uber driver takes off his shirt and pants. And you guys are just fucking naked.
We're just freeballing it in the Uber together at 4:30 in the morning.
Honestly, I would not be shocked on this show that that would be how the story end if it was the case. I would be 0% shocked, I think.
Well, I regret to inform you that is not the case, and there were no children in the house while I was being an idiot.
Oh my God, can you imagine a child comes down the stairs who does not know you and sees you on all fours scrubbing the carpet shirtless?
Bro, with a fucking face full of Wingstop french fries.
That is really, really, really... I was losing hope in the story. I'm not going to lie to you. I was like, ugh, what the fuck? You guys didn't even hook up. Okay, you outdid yourself. Wow, this is very quickly shifting from like a crazy work episode to bodily fluid episode. Wow, I did not intend for this to happen, you guys, but we're getting shit. We're getting puke. I mean, no wonder what we're going to get next. AJ, thank you so much for sharing your truth with us today.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you for having me.
Oh my God. What an absolute legend. I mean, I hope you have a great rest of your day. Ugh.
Thank you, Steve. You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh my God. The kind of twist I want out of an M. Night Shyamalan movie. Like, I was like, oh, wait, what? Then what's so crazy about this story? And then AJ was like, hold my puke. Alrighty, guys, this week's episode is a little short, so this is our final caller. Unless you're a part of the after show where we are talking to someone who found two coworkers cheating on each other on the clock. Ah! Oh my God, I can't wait. But in the meantime, we have our next call.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to Chris vs. the People. What freaky work story are you sharing with us today?
So, okay, this story is going to be about my boss and coworker. They were sleeping together for 6 years, and it all came to a head in April. It was crazy. So for some background, I work in a medical office, and it's very small. It's literally me, the doctor, and three other girls.
Why is it always the medical people who are so fucking horny on the clock?
No, it's literally like you spend so much time there, it's ridiculous.
I mean, I guess when you say it like that, that makes a lot of sense. But like, this is not even remotely close to the first like dating sexual scandal that I've heard on this podcast.
Yeah, no, and she used to spend like a lot of time there, but we'll get into that for sure. So this girl, we'll call her Red. We all worked for the same company for like 5 or 6 years, but we started working at the same location about 3 years ago. So like we got to this location and they had already worked together, like I said, at the other location for some time. So their dynamic was weird, but I kind of chalked it up to like a strange brother-sister type dynamic.
Okay.
Yeah. So like in November, I was going to school part-time and then working there part-time. And I had some like a break for Thanksgiving. So I picked my hours back up. And one day when I come in the office, I'm looking at all of these patients sitting around and all you hear is like muffled yelling. So I go in the back and all you see is like this Red girl. She's all in the doctor's face, like calling him a pussy, telling him like to stand up and be a man. And so like I do my best to get us through the day. We finish out the day.
Did they know that you saw them?
Yes, like I came in there and I was like, okay, guys, like we have patients. We have to like finish the day out and then you can hash out whatever the fuck is going on. But like, not right now. Like, this looks so unprofessional.
They were like, just you wait.
I know. I'm like, I had no idea what I was in for. So we finished the day and I am talking to the doctor and he pulled me into his office with this Red girl. And she's standing there and her face is like beet red. She's in tears. And he's like, well, there's some stuff we've got to talk about, so I'm going to leave you two to it. And he just leaves me in his office with this girl.
I love the way men operate. It really is a masterpiece. We have a lot to talk about. Shoves you two under the bus. Incredible.
Yes, I know. And I'm like, I don't need to be here. Whatever you have going on, just leave it with you two. But I'm sitting there talking to this girl and I feel so bad because she's like boohoo crying in my face. And I'm like, I don't even know what to do. So she comes straight out and she's like, yeah, we've been sleeping together for the past 5 years. And he's like wanting to end it, but I don't know what to do because like I really like him.
5 years?
5 years, Chris. I'm not even kidding. 5 whole years.
Are either of them married?
I was going to say the doctor is married and he's got 2 young kids. His youngest kid was like 3 at this time, like when she's telling me this.
Oh my God. I want this man to get stoned and not in the way that I will be doing after this episode.
I know. And well, she's not crazy, but she did get some crazy ass revenge at the end. And I'll tell you all about that.
Oh, thank you for keeping us. You're like, okay, here's a little snack to keep you interested. Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Couple crumbs. Gotta leave a trail.
So they've been sleeping with each other for 5 years.
For 5 years, yes. And so, like, we finished talking or whatever, and we're fast forward. We move into this new office, and she's still working with him, but she's been causing so many issues since, like, I found out, and it's gotten to, like, the staff and everything. So it gets to a point where she starts, like, driving by his house and, like, threatening to stop by and tell his wife.
Oh my God, can we get the cameras rolling for this? Like, I literally don't think I felt myself physically wake up like the way I just did.
Oh my gosh, I was like, I wish I could have been a fly in your car during all of this, girl. Like, what the heck?
I wish I could have just been me in her car, like in the passenger seat. Like,
I know. So crazy. So she's like driving past and everything. And so we get to a weekend where she actually stops by because like tensions have been built at this point and she's like over it. She wants him for herself and she feels like she's going to get this man. So she stops at his house.
Oh God.
Knocks on the door. The wife answers. Wife answers the door. She goes, we'll call him Daniel. She says, is Daniel home? And then peeks her head around and like is waving at the kids. So he comes out and he's like, let's go back up to the job. They come in the parking lot and they're like going back and forth. And he basically is like, I want to get rid of you, but there's no legal reason to fire you. Like, I can't fire you. He's like, I will pay you whatever. Like, I know you're going to ruin my life. Please leave me alone. Typical man. Typical man. Didn't think about your life before. But now your life is like in the forefront, of course.
No, literally. He's like, well, shit, it's quite literally on the home front now.
Yeah, yeah. So she's like, nope, I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to make your life miserable. So the following Monday, she had texted him that she wasn't coming in. She pops up at the job. She comes in irate. She is yelling. She's talking about how he took advantage of her, how she had to go to the clinic after a situation. And also about how she gave him a $60,000 loan to buy the building.
I
literally baffled.
Holy
flabbergasted.
This sounds like something out of a movie.
Really, Chris, my life was a freaking movie. I was like, why am I on Punk'd? Is Ashton around the corner?
Oh my God. So she got pregnant by this? Oh my God, this is this is so messy. I'm like, what happened next?
Yes, and little context about her. She is hardcore Trumper, so she was like so against abortions. And so this was like really deep in her soul. She like hated this man for this.
No, I could have told you that she was Trumpy. She's clearly not following any rules. I kind of gathered that one pretty immediately.
Yes, yes.
Good on her, though, for knowing how to drive.
Yeah, very true. We all end up like having to go into his office because he's trying to like keep it calm. Obviously, we're seeing patients at the time. And so he's like explaining to all of us what happened over the weekend about her popping up. And as we're standing there, he starts reading her termination letter and ends it with, you're now trespassed from here in my house. Looks dead at me. It says, call the police. So they show up and they escort her out, and that was pretty much it.
This sounds like if Parks and Rec took place in a hospital. So he fired her and then made you call the police on her?
Yes. And to be fair, towards the end, she did have obviously like some issues with showing up on time. Like they were going back and forth really badly towards the end, but I'm like, it was a mess. She ended up suing him and he ended up paying her a pretty penny.
How do Trumpers always come out on top?
I know. I was sad about it, but I was also like, good for you, because fuck him.
I mean, what if we say fuck them both? Like, they both seem horrible in this situation.
She was not a great person.
So what was her revenge?
Well, because she sued him. She ended up suing him for the wrongful termination.
Oh, my God.
In one.
Okay. Yeah. Come on, Legally Blonde. You better fucking work.
I know. Yeah. So it was crazy. And safe to say, I moved on from that place. I could no longer. I worked with that man for like 7 years. So it was a lot.
And for 5 of those years, he was fucking your like work partner?
Yep, my coworker sure was.
That's so spooky, Boots.
And it started out of state too, so it was really weird. Like a work trip romance boiled over.
Ew, that is crazy to have like your only romantic times together be in like a Marriott in like some random city. Barf.
Yeah, or like the office. The doctor you work for.
That is just messy. I fear I need to go to medical school and get my ass employed at like a hospital or something. Like the amount of shit that comes out of there. I mean, sometimes physically, but oh my God, thank you so much for sharing on today's episode. That
of course
was quite the story.
I know, it's crazy, but thank you so much for having me. I so appreciate it, and I love you.
Oh, I love you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
But for real, what the hell? Like, why is everyone so horny and or crazy in the medical facilities? Damn, I'm not kidding. I'm like, okay, if I had heard this back when I was in college, I might have considered medical school. Now, certainly not in the picture. But now I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. If you're watching the video episode up on our YouTube channel, please comment down below any freaky or crazy work lore that you might have. I'm very interested to read it. Be sure to rate this 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave a nice little review. It helps us out a lot. Be sure to subscribe to Chris vs. the People wherever you get your podcast. Get tickets to Chris vs. the People live. I'm super excited, like I said earlier, to just see y'all again. Yeah, if I don't see you on the Chris vs. the People after show on Patreon, then I shall see you next Tuesday.
Looking for your next thrifting experience? Check out the new Goodwill Columbus location in Westerville. Our new store is full of the latest secondhand selections with options rotating daily. From warm weather clothes to home decor, you may find your new favorite items just in time for spring. Each purchase helps us create opportunities throughout Central Ohio. It's shopping that looks good, feels good, and does good. Come shop at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands for the super athletic stuff, like running gear for cruising up the trail.
Woo!
And the super athlete-ish stuff, like fishing gear for chilling by the creek. Nice cast. Fitness apparel to push for higher reps. You got this. And golf balls priced so you can afford to lose one. Or a few. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athlete-ish, Sierra's got it.